蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
唯独圣经，唯独恩典，唯独信心，唯独基督，唯独荣耀归给神。这五个唯独是500年前由马丁路德发起的宗教改革给后人留下的信仰宣告。唯独圣经才是基督徒信仰和生活的最高权威，唯独神的恩典才是我们得救的原因，不是人的功德。也唯独在基督里的信心才是我们得救的方法，不是人的善功。我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today》，我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。
Today we're going to examine sola fides, or faith alone. This sola is an astonishing statement from the Reformation. We are saved by faith alone. We're justified by faith alone.Faith, this whole idea of believing in faith, very popular today. We hear it all the time. You've just got to have faith. And the idea is, it means that you are a positive, optimistic, upbeat person who is nice to be around. Ah, there's a person with faith. They're a believer. In a few minutes, we're going to see that this is not the faith the Bible teaches. It isn't really faith alone.
在路德的时代以及在我们的时代，许多人将基督信仰看为是一种形式的宗教，只要将形式维持好了，就万事妥当了。接受洗礼，参加聚会，十一奉献，固定的团契，因为这样就够了。那个时候，罗马天主教自称是救恩的唯一代理人，只有他们才拿着天国的钥匙，任何想要进入天国的人，除了得有信心之外，还得有其他的东西才能够达到得救的要求。唯独信心说的是什么呢？人得救不是靠满足教会的要求，而是靠对基督的信心，不需要再添加任何其他的东西了，单单是信心就足以使一个人得救了。威斯敏斯特信条第十一章的第二节说，这样领受着基督和他的义，并在其中安息的信仰是称义的唯一工具。然而他在被称唯一的人里面并不是单独存在的，而是常有其他施拯救的恩典相伴的，并且这不是死的信心，而是以爱运行的信心。
By faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design in the light With the power of his promise
From Awaken the Dawn, that's one of the first albums that the Gettys ever made, their hymn by faith. And I'm Charles Morris, and thanks for joining me here on our third day in a series we're calling the Five Solas at 500. What are these solas, or five alones? Scripture, grace, faith, Christ, God's glory. These are simple truths of the gospel. Today we're looking at faith alone. And I can't think of anyone better to start this discussion about faith than with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. Rod is a Lutheran scholar. He's a minister of the gospel. Rod, you used to teach at Concordia College in Irvine, California. Thanks for joining me here on Haven Today.
Nice to be here.
Rod, could you help us better understand this concept of faith alone?
Sola fide means only faith in Christ. Just that, nothing in addition to, nothing needed, completely sufficient to get us in all by its own, and it's completely against our religious intuition. Our religious intuition says God's going to let good people into heaven and he's going to send bad people to hell. That's what our intuition says, and that's why it's got to be corrected by Scripture. Sola fide, meaning faith in Jesus dying for me, or faith in Jesus' blood to save, sounds off the wall. I'll often tell students a real story that's happened to me more than once. A priest will present the established position of his church, and then I'll present the one from my Lutheran church, and an educated dentist goes out to the car afterwards and says to his wife, you know, I really understood what that priest was saying, but I, for the life of me, don't know what Rosenblatt's point was. And that's completely imaginable. He was talking about contractual, real, in hearing, the reformers would say, righteousness, improvement. And I was talking about something that sounded so off the wall the dentist never could get it. That is imputation of somebody else's righteousness, and that's enough, and the first isn't.
That's powerful, Rod. Faith alone. Why is it so important for Christian assurance, and how does it change us when the truth of faith alone dawns in our hearts?
It has everything to do with assurance. Think of it this way. If you think of two columns, one headed by the letter J and the other headed by the letter S for justification and sanctification, the only thing that fits in column J is Jesus' death and blood. It's the only thing. And if anything sneaks over from column S into column J, Luther would say, all is lost. And really strong evangelicals from the past have really gotten this. That is, they've been catechized into the faith that says nothing from the second column, from sanctification, can be allowed to leak over. And God bless those evangelical pastors who taught them that, complete with the verses. And the problem with most evangelicals is they're drawn into what my friend Dr. Mansky, who founded Christ College, used to call law, gospel, law. That is, at the beginning, you're told that Christ's death and his perfect life will save you. Just trust that. Then when they get into that church, there's a whole hamster wheel of new things they got to do. And if it's badly done, it'll be told to them, got to be done in order to be saved. Now, if that were true, then I would go back to Rome, who says it better. There can't be a hamster wheel you're introduced to. It's got to be the faith alone at the beginning in Jesus, faith alone in the middle in Jesus, and faith alone at the end in Jesus. Classic difference between the Church of Luther's day and the ones that came out of the Reformation. Just Jesus' death, trusted, saves.
Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, he's a Lutheran, and he lives in Southern California. Thanks for joining me here on the program.
You bet, Charles. Glad to have been with you.
You're listening to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris. 500 years ago.
16世纪欧洲掀起的宗教改革运动，马丁路德从罗马教廷手中将信仰带回了正统，因此呢，就脱离了罗马天主教，形成了新教，就是我们现在所说的基督教。路德宗、长老宗、圣公宗是基督教的三大主流宗派。遵循马丁路德教义的基督徒被称为路德宗，也叫做信义宗。教义的核心就是因信称义。刚刚我们听到的录音呢，就是来自路德宗的弟兄 Rod 的分享。人没有办法凭着自己的理性思考而正确地认识上帝，唯有圣灵借着上帝的道在人的心里产生了信心，也是全靠着信心把我们与那位看不见的主联系起来。信心包含了知识，也包含了感情和意志，但是信心却不是由这几个词来定义的。信心是以上帝的道为基础的内容，是对上帝的道的回应，是对上帝的无条件的信靠。罪人之所以能如此的认识上帝，归属于他，在上帝的面前能够站立得住，不是凭别的，全是因为信心。人无法主动地凭自己的力量和本事来认识上帝，且在上帝的面前站立得住，这一切都是上帝的作为。他借着话语向我们启示他自己，又使我们被他的话语更新改变，从不知道他而转变为认识他，从认识他转变为归向他、感谢他以及荣耀他。罪人之所以能得赦免，完全是出于上帝的恩典，这绝不是我们的功劳、我们的功德，也不是我们与上帝合作才有的结果。
The established church taught that faith was just assent to the mind, mental agreement with the teachings of the church, believing the truths that the church taught. Therefore, you see, you needed to add to that good works and participation in sacraments like baptism and communion.The Bible includes our mental assent and faith, but the problem is that even the devil believes in that kind of sense. He mentally assents to everything that's in God's Word. The great discovery of the Reformation is that faith is also trust, commitment, and embracing the person of Jesus. And you don't embrace Jesus by doing things by works. You embrace Jesus by faith alone.And it changes the whole landscape of Christianity, because faith is no longer in the church as an institution or in the rituals of the church. It's in Christ alone. And that's quite dangerous, but it's also liberating. For example, the understanding of what we do in communion changes. The Lord's Supper used to be seen as a kind of infusion of grace into us, but the Reformers said, no, no, it is a reenactment.Of the gospel word. That's why one reformer changed the name from the sacrifice or sacrament of the Eucharist to Holy Communion with God. Our context is different today. I think we use faith primarily in two ways today. The first way is that we think it's a vice, a personal vice. You know, for those people who are a bit soft in the head, who believe things that they just can't prove,This is a view that faith is like superstition. It's a blind faith, a leap in the dark. So you hear some university students say they had to put their faith aside so they could study some serious science. But on the opposite hand, some of us believe today that faith is like a personal virtue. It's a personal ability that some people just seem to be born with, and others have to work at very hard to achieve. So we're told, believe in yourself. Just believe. This is the most popular view of faith today. It's faith in faith. It really doesn't matter what you believe in, so long as you believe. It's like a quasi-magical power that makes you feel better. It's a personal virtue. And sadly, there is a Christian version of this. The Christian version of this personal virtue is that if I have enough faith, I can make things happen. I can see miracles if I have enough faith. It leads to even saying I can get myself saved. Neither personal vice nor personal virtue is the Bible view of faith for two very good reasons. One is the grace of God, and the second is the death of Jesus Christ. Let's look at these. The first reason, the grace of God. You see, if my faith is my personal ability, it is my personal virtue. What that means is that Christianity becomes a performance religion where I do my part and God does his, and that empties out grace of any radical power. If you think about it, in most areas of our lives, we do justify ourselves by our performance, our achievements. If you're an athlete, if you own a business, if you're a teacher, if you're a student, your identity and status are based on your performance. And it seems so natural for us that the same would apply to our relation to God. He should reward my performance. But look at Romans 3. Verse 23, here's how it starts. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift. And then halfway down through verse 25, to be received by faith. Justified. It's God's verdict on the last day. It's God's statement on our entire lives. And the Bible says that we are not justified by anything we do. We're justified by grace as a gift, as we receive his Son by faith. You see, I think today we want God to be big in love and small with righteous judgment. But the measure of his grace is exactly the measure of his righteousness. Grace is not God helping those who help themselves. Grace is God helping those who hate him and are hostile to him. And when it says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, it is not just talking about the naughty things we've done. It's saying that deep in our hearts, our dreams and our desires are deeply hostile to God. And therefore, we aren't able to do anything toward our salvation. As one pastor put it, the only thing we contribute to our salvation is the sins from which we need to be forgiven. That's why faith cannot be a personal ability. It's all receiving. We receive this gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，这也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。 在这个地方说的这， 它本身是中性的代词，在希腊文法里面，除了可以修饰名词"n"之外，还可以修饰"性"。换句话来说，不但是救恩是上帝所赐的，连我们的信心也是上帝所赐的。当人死在罪恶过犯中的时候，他的理智已经模糊不清了，他曲解了上帝的启示，除非圣灵先在他的心中动工，否则他就不会有信心要觉知信主。 所以在救赎论里面，救赎的次序是恩召、重生、信心与悔改，然后才是称义。信心是在重生之后的，是圣灵在人的心中所产生出来的。耶稣的工作在罪人的身上产生效果，就是使罪人得称为义，是通过上帝白白的赐予。上帝用一种很特殊的方式 把耶稣的工作果效赐给了人，这种方式就叫做归算。我们不经常会讲到这个词，但是保罗却用这个词来形容了上帝白白的恩典。归算的意思就是说，上帝把耶稣的工作当作或者是算作是我们做的。海德堡要领问答清楚地表达了归算的含义，就说道，好像我本来就没有罪，也从来没有犯过罪，又好像我自己做成了基督为我所做成的一切顺服。这个就是归算，因为上帝将基督的顺服算作是我的了，所以上帝就按照耶稣的顺服把我看为义人。基督的工作归算给我了，而我领受这个恩典的途径是唯独通过信心。在信心里面，我终于不再定睛在自己的身上，不再只顾自己的罪，还有在成圣道路上的进步。我的眼睛淡淡地看向基督，他是我唯一的盼望。信心是信靠耶稣，而不是信靠我自己。关于信心，海德堡要领问答在21问又提供给了我们一个美妙的定义。第21个问题问，什么是真信心呢？答案说，真信心不仅是一种确实的知识，因着它我认识了上帝在圣经中向我们所启示的一切都是真理。信心也是一种坚定的信靠，是由圣灵通过福音在我里面所做成的工作，使我确信唯独出于上帝的恩典，唯独因基督的功德，就白白地将赦罪和永远的公义还有拯救不仅赐给了别人，也赐给了我。这让我们看到信心是唯独定睛在基督和他的工作上的，并且完全的彻底的信靠他。不但如此，这个回答呢也告诉我们，真信心能够赐给我们得救的确据。称义的教义使我们看到救恩是基督为我们成就的工作，这样便拯救我们脱离了疑惑还有恐惧，不再怀疑上帝是不是真的爱像我们这样的罪人呢。称义的教义使我们客观地看到了自己真的与上帝和好了，因为基督已经满足了上帝对我们的要求，也叫我们借着信心主观的确信，在基督里我们已经被上帝接纳了。
The second reason it's not a personal ability is because of the death of Jesus Christ. Real faith has no interest in itself. It points away from itself to something else. This is so obvious, so simple, yet it's hard for us to take in and understand today. Let me use a really simple and obvious illustration. If you aren't sitting down right now, like maybe in a car or you're in an office chair, sometime very soon, maybe even in the next few minutes, you will be sitting. And when you sit, you are exercising a simple form of faith in your sitting in a chair. You believe in your mind that your seat or chair will hold you up. You sit down. You're acting on it, and it's holding you up. Now, it is completely irrelevant how strong or how weak your faith in the seat is. What matters is whether the chair is going to hold you up or not, right? Do you understand? It's really simple. We're doing this all the time. Because the power of faith is only as strong as the object that we believe in. And this is the center of the Bible. Romans 3, verse 24. We are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. There it is, biblical faith alone. It brings together God's justifying, our believing, and the death of Jesus Christ. We don't redeem ourselves. We can't redeem ourselves. Jesus Christ redeems us. His blood pushes away our wrath. Only then Can you hear the verdict of the last day? The remission or forgiveness of sins and the righteousness we so desperately need, we receive by faith in Him. Our faith is in Him and what He did for us.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living Word. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him, and He'll never cast me out.
This is Haven Today, and that was My Faith Has Found a Resting Place with Jason Domini from the album Watkinsville Worship, Hymns, Volume 1. This is the Five Solas at 500, and we've been talking about faith alone.
这就是今天蓝天绿洲的全部内容了。如果听完节目之后你有任何感受，欢迎发送短信到1322-9966-122，我们在良友电台的蓝天绿洲与你不见不散。拜拜。
By faith we see the heaven.